Here's the IDG Global IT News Update with the latest technology news from around the world.
Intel's next-generation platform for laptops will provide improved graphics and better power management features, officials promised Tuesday. The company's next mobile platform, codenamed Capella, will be released in 2009. Capella will include chips based on Intel's upcoming Nehalem microarchitecture, which is expected to reach consumers in the second half of 2009. Packing 2 and 4 cores, Nehalem-based laptop chips will be an upgrade from Intel's current Core 2 chips, which are used in notebooks and desktops. Nehalem cuts bottlenecks from the Core microarchitecture to deliver better system speed and performance per watt. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission has unveiled its new electronic filing system, saying the new technology will allow investors to better compare information between companies or investment funds. The SEC on Tuesday announced the rollout of its IDEA, or Interactive Data Electronic Applications, filing system, a replacement for the EDGAR system the agency launched in the 1980s. The SEC has been moving toward requiring electronic filing since 2005. And Tuesday's announcement served as an official launch of the IDEA platform. The SEC will roll out IDEA over the next 1 to 3 years. Apple is blaming a problem with overheating iPods in Japan on faulty batteries. In response to reports that Japan is investigating incidents of iPod Nanos getting hot enough to scorch paper placed nearby, Apple acknowledged that in very rare cases, first-generation iPod Nanos sold between September 2005 and December 2006 can overheat. This problem, which Apple said is extremely rare, causes failure and deformation of the iPod Nano. The company said it's traced the problem to a single battery supplier, but it didn't name the supplier. An Arbor Networks study has revealed just how slow is the rate of adoption for IPv6, the next version of the Internet's main communications protocol. And some experts say black markets where companies trade unused IP addresses may be only a few years away. Arbor said that at its peak, IPv6 represented less than 0.01% of Internet traffic over the past year. Arbor said it put together the study over the past year, working with the University of Michigan and almost 100 ISPs and content providers, including a quarter of the biggest ISPs in the U.S. and Europe. It used commercial traffic probes to monitor about 2,400 peering and backbone routers and 278,000 customer and peering interfaces. And those are the top stories from the IDG Global IT News Update brought to you by the IDG News Service. I'm Sumner Lemon in Singapore. Join us again later for more news from the world of technology.